Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Tales, where we share stories about our animal companions, their unique personalities, their zany antics, and the heartbreak of saying goodbye. I'm your host, Paul Barnett. In 2006, shortly after the untimely passing of my second ferret, Xander, a new young ferret joined my family. He was just a few months old, and what's called a blaze, white and gray, with a white stripe on the top of his head, and all white paws. As with many such ferrets, he had Wardenburg syndrome and was deaf. His white paws made it look like he had socks on, and in honor of his recently departed big brother Xander, I wanted to maintain the X or Z sound at the start of his name, so I named him Zoxon. Zoxon was a bundle of energy, and was regularly getting into trouble. His big sister Buffy, who was about 5 at the time, generally kept up with him, and showed him some of her favorite toys and places to play. They often snuggled up together in a hammock for a nap. By this time, with Buffy having proven herself an escape artist, their cage was in the middle of a fenced-in area, and they were allowed to go in and out of the cage whenever they wanted, since I couldn't stop Buffy from opening the cage from the inside. I thought I had the environment ferret-proofed, but Zoxon proved me wrong. With his small size, he squeezed under the oven, but then couldn't get back out. Being the only human in the house, I had to lift the oven with one hand and pull him out with the other. He was not injured, and not bothered by his adventure. Once he was free, he ran around the first floor of my house and continued to play. As he grew up, he calmed down. Just a bit. He would wear himself out playing, Buffy still keeping up with him. Then the two of them would stretch out and nap side by side. One of my favorite memories of them is a picture where they're both on their backs, and it looks like they're sharing stories and laughing at jokes. As Buffy passed the age of 7, she slowed down significantly and had a tumor in her stomach. When she passed, baby Zoe became Zoxon's little sister. Initially, Zoxon treated Zoe almost like a toy. He would try to drag her around. I had to intervene on several occasions. He never hurt her, but she clearly was not happy about being treated that way. As Zoe grew up, they became equals, and Zoxon stopped picking on her. Similar to what he did with Buffy, Zoxon and Zoe often shared a hammock. Zoxon was the first ferret to climb up onto my chest and fall asleep. He got along well with his canine brother Muppet and his feline brothers Jazz and Tigger. One evening in March 2009, during playtime, Zoxon climbed onto Muppet's back, and Muppet wasn't bothered in the least. As Zoxon became a senior, he slowed down. But his appetite did not, and he put on a fair amount of weight. I wasn't as disciplined with my caretaking as I am now, so I didn't track their weights closely, but Zoxon was a big boy, of I'd guess 1,500 to 1,600 grams. He had a cute waddle as he moved around during playtime, not unlike his future baby brother, Ludo. On February 2nd, 2011, at about 6 years old, Zoxon passed away quietly in his sleep. He had no known health issues at the time. More than 7 years later, on March 24th, 2018, I met a young ferret at a shelter. He looked nearly identical to Zoxon, with a stripe on his head and socks on his feet. He was feisty, too. His name was Bowie. Bowie exhibited some of the same behaviors as Zoxon. He had endless amounts of energy and loved to play. He was also deaf, or so he led us to believe. In 2019, while the ferrets were sleeping, I was trying to be quiet cleaning one of the ferret cages. I had opened one of the cage doors slowly, but when it reached a certain point, it let out a squeak. Bowie poked his head up from his nap and looked, as if to say, "What was that?" He might not have been able to hear everything, but he heard that. Bowie was a nibbler. Sure, he nibbled his kibble, but he'd also nibbled on my ankle to get my attention. Once he had my attention, he'd roll onto his back and grab my hand with all four paws and rock back and forth, while also trying to nibble on my hand. He never actually hurt me, except for the occasional accidental scratch if it was time to trim his nails. Bowie would bounce around excitedly on many occasions. All it took was a nudge from one of his siblings, or an interesting toy, or sometimes just because it was playtime. He'd show off his jumping skills by jumping from a futon to a side chair, often taking turns jumping the expanse with a few of his brothers. Bowie grew close with several of his siblings, being a bit of a ringleader with his brothers Seven, Xerxes, Benson, Rigby, Dodger, Dennis, and all three Milos. His sisters loved him too. I'd regularly make a big plate of soupies for everyone, and Bowie would stand between some of his sisters and exchange chin licks with one sister, then turn to the other side and exchange chin licks with the other sister. Bowie was always happy and playful, which is why I knew something was wrong on December 11th, 2023, when he wasn't interested in playing during playtime. The following morning, I took him to an emergency appointment at his longtime vet. They ran tests, but had no definitive diagnosis. After working on him for the better part of the day, his vet suggested we transfer him to another clinic nearby that could do a CT scan and hopefully monitor him overnight. The other clinic performed the CT scan, which confirmed a few unusual spots on his liver and spleen, but there was still no definitive diagnosis. They continued to monitor him throughout the night. At around 5:20 a.m. the following morning, December 13, 2023, the doctor called me to let me know Bowie had passed away. A necropsy pointed to cancer, hemangiosarcoma. My silly, hyper Bowie went from bouncing around to being at the Rainbow Bridge in barely 2 days' time. Now that Bowie and Zoxxon have met, I wonder what trouble they're getting into together. When I get to see them again, I wonder how I'll be able to tell them apart. I wonder how Zoe gets along with Bowie. Many of Bowie's closest friends were already there to greet him, and at least one other would be along shortly to join him at the Rainbow Bridge. Rest in peace, boys. If you'd like to share a story about a special pet, visit us at talkintalespodcast.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/talkintales. Stories are pre-recorded, so you don't have to worry about being live on the air. And if you'd prefer to write your story, I'm happy to read it for you. Again, please get in touch via talkintalespodcast.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/talkintales. That's TalkinTales. If you run a rescue or shelter, or know someone who does, please have them get in touch so we can feature them on an upcoming episode. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/talkintales. No matter what podcast app you choose, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with a friend. It helps us find new listeners, which means we can bring you more stories.